It'll be Nick Kareri, 6'6 sophomore out of Clinton Township at the stripe for Grand Valley, trying to give the Lakers a two-point lead. 66-65, Grand Valley, 9.7 seconds left. And the Lakers will back everybody off but Kareri, as the free throw is good. He banked it in. And with 9.7 seconds left, Ferris State will have the basketball down by two, but a chance to tie or go for the win. And it will be DeHart to inbound. Lakers are going to pick up a three-quarter court. Now they're going to back it up. Gay will let it roll, and now he'll pick it up. 9 seconds. He gets a screen. Gay down the lane. Keenan on the baseline. 15-footer, no good. Gay with the rebound. Put back, no good. Molden, and it's good! It's good! It's good! Lakers from three-quarter court. No good, and we are going to overtime.
What a shot there. The Bulldogs stick with it, keep battling and battling and battling, and get a chance to knock it in, and we are going to get some bonus basketball here in Van Andel Arena. How fitting is it that the 131 showdown, that we're going to get some bonus basketball?
131 showdown headed to overtime. All tied at 67. It was Gay setting it up for Keenan on the baseline. Had a good look. Just missed the shot. A long jumper from Keenan. There was a putback try by Gay that came up short. And Molden with the second try got it off the glass to go.
Wow. I tell you what more can you say about what these guys were able to do? I mean, to keep sticking with it under the circumstances right there is just amazing to what the Bulldogs were able to do. I mean, they did not give up. They kept fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting to will this game into overtime. Absolutely stunning. What a fitting performance right here by these two teams.
A 131 showdown headed to overtime here at Van Andel Arena, 67 to 67.